Those were good days.
Those were the good old days. Okay. Suppose somebody said, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" You might say, "No,
it was not me."
All right, fine, great. Let me see. All right. If you want to ask someone now how they are, what do you say?
I ask them how they feel, or their health, or what. Just how.
Fine. Yes.
Ask them how they're feeling.
That's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
You say, "How are you feeling?"
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you know someone who's pretty busy, and he's busier than you are, how do you say that? How would you tell me?
Well, I would tell you, whoever it was, they are busy.
How would you imply
that
person would be busier perhaps than another?
Busier than someone else.
Mm-hmm. How would you say that?
Well, I would say, well, he's busier than whoever I was speaking of.
I see.
He's
okay.
Busier.
Okay. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along little squares of cloth to use as a what?
As to tell the color of it, whatever.
Well, what do you call that little piece of cloth she takes along?
Material.
All right. Sometimes we get something free in the mail to use and try it out. What do you call that? Something that you can just sort of try it and see if you like it. What do you call that?
Won't cost you anything.
Yeah.
You'd say you got it free.
Yeah, well, what do you call the object itself? You say that it is a what? You know, when you don't pay for it.
All right. Okay, I'm fine. You better pick. Oh, it drives like a dream.
Sample.
That's it? All right, fine.
You got a sample.
All right, yes. All right, that's fine. If she sees a dress that she likes very much, and it's very becoming, she says, "That's a very, what kind of a dress?"
Beautiful dress.
Very beautiful, all right. If it weren't, would there be another word besides beautiful? That's a very what dress?
Stylish.
All right, and how about a little girl who was very cute looking? What might you say? She's very what?
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty, all right. Now, suppose you're going to compare her to another little girl. You say, "She's pretty, and this one is what?"
It's prettier.
Prettier. All right, fine. And that one is the what of all?
It's prettiest of all.
Good, fine. What do you say when you wear over your dress in a kitchen? What do you call that? Something that you wear over your dress?
Well,
when you're cooking.
House coat. Some people call it a house coat. Some people call it a apron.
Okay, fine. When you're signing your name in ink, you use a what?
Indelible pen. If you gotta use an ink pen.
Okay, fine. Soup that you buy usually comes in a what? Vegetables, something that you'd buy like in the grocery store.
Oh, soup.
Yeah, well, what does it come in?
Cans.
Yeah, what are those cans made of?
Tin.
Okay, fine. What do you call a dime? A dime is worth what? What's another word for a dime?
10 cents.
Okay, good, fine. What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
Coat.